Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. Hey, everybody. So I am sitting down here by my fire, which is my favorite place ever. And I'm getting quite a few holiday questions. So I thought I would spit the holiday questions and answers out, and we may be putting a few more episodes out there because the holidays are approaching really quickly. This will be my first Christmas with my eyes wide open. What are your suggestions for going through the holidays? Okay, this particular person that sent in this question, I actually know, and I actually know her situation. So from her standpoint, she has been working with me and she has been getting a lot of education on how the toxic personality operates and why they operate like that and what to do and how to observe and how to remember that they're wired differently than us. But she has not decided if she's changing, if she's leaving, or what she's actually gonna do. So when she's asking this question, she means her eyes are very wide open to his behavior, but she is still spending the holidays with them because they're still in a relationship. The biggest thing I would suggest to you is the holidays can kind of cloud things. Okay, so don't expect them to be anything than what they are. And if you're on the members podcast, I'm sure that you've listened to some of the holiday episodes. We know that the holidays are a flare-up in the lives of people who are with toxic spouses or have toxic friends or are in toxic workplaces or have toxic family members, because during the holiday season, our attention is on Christmas presents and it's on decorating and it's on parties and it's on giving and it's on other people and it's on donating and it's on Christmas plays and Christmas this and bake day and Santa and all of that stuff. The toxic personality struggles very, very much during this time of year because they need our attention. So when things happen, like fights happen or they disappear, or they get extra loving, or they pretend they forgot to get your present, or they get you a really extravagant present, or they sit in the corner when you're at your family's and they pout. Those are all things that they will do to get your attention off the holidays back on them. Okay, so if you're still in it, like I know this listener is, you have to expect him to be him. So when he's pouting in the corner or when he's disappearing or when he's complaining that you're wrapping too many presents or that you spent too much money, just know it's because your attention is not on him, which makes him feel insecure. Okay. Now, if you're in a situation where you have already left or already changed the dynamic of the relationship, it's going to look a little different because you may not have heard from them for quite a while, but because wherever they are in their life, because it's the holidays, they're not getting all the attention they need. So they may reach back out to you for attention. So don't be surprised if you hear from somebody that you thought was out of your life. Just have a plan and know that they're just seeking attention and they're seeking a reaction. They haven't had some, you know, eye-opening thing or an epiphany or anything, and they have not changed. They are still the same person that you changed the dynamic of the relationship with. But during the holiday season, they want attention. So basically, whether you're still in it and you're celebrating the holidays, or you've removed yourself and you're celebrating the holidays, or it's a family member, or it's a coworker situation, expect them to continually need the attention. And when you anticipate that this is why they're behaving that way, it's not as upsetting for you, because you can kind of picture them as a poor little kid who's not getting attention and they're throwing a temper tantrum. They don't get you a good present, your attention's on them. They get you a really good present, your attention's on them. they pout in the corner at your, when you're at your family's, you feel like your attention should be on them because they're causing a scene. They'll pick a fight. That gets your attention. They disappear. That gets your attention. They change plans. That gets your attention. So just be very aware that that's what's going to happen. And so that when it happens, you can say, Dr. Heidi said that was going to happen. And you go ahead and you celebrate the holidays anyway. What's the worst that could happen? They could get mad. Okay. Most of them are always mad. And as soon as the holidays settle down, it will go back to whichever the dynamic is that you had to begin with.
Hey, I'm Rachel. I found Dr. Heidi's podcast when I needed it most, as I was leaving an emotionally abusive marriage. Dr. Heidi validated my experience, made me feel less alone, and helped me start the healing that I could not have done alone. Dr. Heidi is now offering an exclusive members-only podcast where you can submit your questions, listen to others going through similar struggles, and hear Dr. Heidi's never-before-shared personal story. To learn more, go to www.itsnotnormalitstoxic.com. Join her members-only podcast. It's only $15 a month to get 2 bonus episodes every week, plus the chance to ask your questions to Dr. Heidi. Go to www.itsnotnormalitstoxic.com.